Hey. Every time you play this bump, Dan, it reminds me of that damn Paul McCartney Christmas song. Because there's little keyboard parts. Morning, everybody. Mick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude. Weekday mornings, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., right before the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And at 6 o'clock is the great Steve Cochran for your mornings. I'm here with Dan Chigrou, my producer, and Esmeralda Leon is in the newsroom. And, yeah. Hey, we're going to find out what's going on the Outside the Loop radio show, which you can hear right here on 720 WGN every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. And we'll give you a preview of the guests and the topics that Mike Steven, your host, Andy Herman, your producer, will be sharing with you tomorrow morning at 6. That's coming up. We got You Big Dummy, which is where we share the true news stories of people doing really dumb things. We vote on them, and there's a winner. You can read a dumb story if you want. Find the link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and say, I'd like to read it. Dan will get a hold of you. You'll get on the air, you'll read it, and you'll win a Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win-win situation. So find a link to a funny drunk story, dumb story, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Also, Straight Out of Context is coming up this morning, every Friday morning. We like to showcase how filthy this radio station really is. And you can, you guys are responsible for this segment. What you do is you listen 24/7 whenever anybody at any time on this radio station says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and it sounds dirty. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same goes with Nick D Show Spies. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down all the information, who said it, and all that stuff, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. So all the regular stuff is coming up as we lead into Fly Jams Friday. The Academy Awards are this weekend. I am going to, if you want to jump in and talk about the Oscars, we'll talk for a few minutes about that. If you have some favorites, if you're looking forward to it, who do you want to win? What do you predict will be the winners? Are you in an Oscar pool? 312-981-7200, phone and text. And we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But I did want to mention that tickets are on sale right now for my next screening, my next film club screening, and it's one of my favorites, and it's a special one. John Carpenter is my favorite director of all time, and I am extraordinarily excited to show John Carpenter's The Thing on the big screen, digitally remastered in all its glory. Classic horror science fiction movie with Kurt Russell and his beard. And it is a great movie, and if you've never seen it on the big screen, unbelievable experience to see on the big screen. And the effects by Rob Bottin, the makeup, special effects in this movie, are unparalleled. And to this day, even with all the CGI and computer effects that are available, nothing has been better than the effects in The Thing. A truly stunning movie. It's scary. It's dark. It's funny. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And it is The Thing. And it is so great to come on out to the MovieCo Theater in Rosemont. Esmeralda came out last weekend for Scarface. It was your first time there, Esmeralda, right?
It was.
It's a beautiful theater.
Yeah, it's great.
And the food is great. There's a full-service bar there. We like to show up around 6 o'clock, maybe a little bit before that, 6 p.m., and have some food, have some drinks. And then at 8 o'clock, I will introduce the movie, John Carpenter's The Thing. We'll watch the movie together, and then afterwards I'll do a little Q&A, and we'll talk about it. And I got a lot of tidbits and behind-the-scenes stuff about The Thing. I had the pleasure of interviewing John Carpenter, my favorite director, and doing his Q&A and interviewing him at the Flashback Weekend, the horror convention that I am a host of. And I got to hang out with him a few years back when they did the 30th anniversary celebration of The Thing. So, yeah, it's going to be a blast. So come on out. It's only $10. That's cheap. $10 to see one of the best movies ever on the big screen. So it's $10. Parking is free. And you can order your tickets right now at MovieCo.com. That's M-U-V-I-C-O, MovieCo.com, M-U-V-I-C-O. Tickets are available right now, man. And, it's coming up on Tuesday, March 8th. It's Tuesday, March 8th. So it's only a week and a half away. It's a week from Tuesday. So get in there and get those tickets now. Go to the seating chart, pick out the exact ticket and seat that you want, and that seat will be waiting for you in the beautiful Premier Theater with insane legroom, and you're sitting basically on love seats. You can have food. You can have drinks during the movie. It's just a lot of fun. It's a nice way to get out in the middle of the week. So bring your friends. Bring everybody. Only $10 to get in. Again, parking is free. We are showing the great horror sci-fi classic, John Carpenter's The Thing. I'm very excited about it. One of my favorite movies of all time. So get your tickets now. Make your reservations now. Get your seats held for you right now at MovieCo.com, M-U-V-I-C-O, MovieCo.com for John Carpenter's The Thing, Tuesday, March 8th. Hope to pack the place and come on out. Well, I'm looking at the ballot here for the Academy Awards. Now, Esmeralda, are you going to do a pool of any kind? Are you going to go to an Oscar party?
I'm not going to an Oscar party. I'm hoping that, because I'm going to, it's a soup battle.
A soup battle?
Yeah, me and my friends are weirdos, and we're going to all make soup and then compete.
Well, you guys have done this before.
Right. We did chili, which I didn't compete because I don't have a good recipe.
Uh-huh.
But we've done it before, and I realized, I'm like, oh, the Oscars are the same night, so hopfully they'll be into it and want to watch.
Yeah.
If not, we'll...
That sounds like fun, though. Like, you can have the Oscars playing while you're making a, you know, while you're... Do you guys make the soup at the same time?
No, because that would
They prepare it, and then they bring it over.
Right, because it's kind of a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what kind of soup are you making?
I am making a wonton soup,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be a homemade broth. It's going to be a from-scratch broth and from-scratch wontons.
Okay, when are you going to start the broth?
Tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy everything. I did a test run last week.
Okay, how'd it turn out?
It was okay. I would have liked it. No, it was fine, but I wanted more flavor, and I have to figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're doing a broth from scratch, then you're going to obviously have to do it before Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you want that to simmer as much as possible if you're going
to
do a broth.
It came out
scratch.
Awesome because when I put it in the fridge... And I brought it back out. It was just gelatin.
Well, sure.
It was jello. It was awesome. That's a sign of a good broth.
No, you're absolutely right.
And it's like jello.
You're absolutely right.
I
wow,
did
that
use
sounds
pig's
like
feet. So.
Pig's feet?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it was That's gelatin-y. Fantastic.
You didn't hit the pig with your car, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, not this time.
No. Okay. For those of you who don't know, that Esmeralda enjoys using roadkill.
No, one's going to ever, I'm going to meet people and they're just going to be like, oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, have fun. That sounds like a blast, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very, very cool. Do you know what kind of soups the other people are making? Or is it going to be a surprise till they get
there? Yeah, no. It's all surprise. No one knows.
That's really cool.
So.
That sounds like fun.
Hopefully I win.
Now, Dan, you're going to be working during the Oscars, but do you have like a, do your friends, do they bet? Anybody get in?
You know, not much anymore. We used to a little bit in college and with that crew, but that's kind of fallen to the wayside.
Yeah.
We'll still, you know, text each other being like, that's crap or that's dead on, but that's about it.
Right. I will probably be live Facebooking and maybe tweeting during it because I did that during the Grammys a little bit, but this... You know, this is the Academy Awards, so I think I'm going to be doing a little. We were doing that. Esmeralda, you were throwing some comments out there the night of the Grammys.
Yeah.
On Facebook and stuff.
Did I?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, you had to work. You had to come here and work.
Right. So I was, yeah. Oh,
so,
that's right, because I missed like a big hunk
you,
of
it. You missed a good hunk of it, a good portion of it.
Yeah.
So, well, I have my predictions for the Oscars in the major categories, and I will go through them and go through some of the other categories as well. And there really is a chance for Mad Max Fury Road to walk away with multiple Oscars on Sunday night. And I'm thrilled with that. And there are a lot of places that are saying that George Miller might win Best Director.
What are you going to do if he doesn't win?
Oh, I don't expect... I really am not going to hype myself up. I expect Iñárritu to win.
Okay.
For The Revenant. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to set myself up for heartbreak. Listen, man, I didn't expect... Fury Road to do as well as it did critically. I just didn't. Like, when it first came out in May of last year, I didn't care whether anybody liked it or not. It was a religious experience for me. You know, I was like, I don't care if critics like it or not, but critics really liked it. And then suddenly towards the end of the year, it started showing up on award shows and started winning major awards.
Now, I don't remember, but did you have high hopes for it before seeing it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I can actually explain to you the whole history. Well, Dan, you remember me leading up.
Do you remember the first time you saw the trailer?
Yes, I do. I absolutely remember the first time I saw the trailer because I was, when I first heard that they were, because when it first came out, they said they're remaking Mad Max. And I went, this was the, you know, a couple of years ago when the first news stories were leaking. They're remaking Mad Max. I immediately said, "Don't even think about it. I will punch you in the face if you attempt to remake Mad Max. No, bad idea. You're a moron." Then a few more stories started to leak out, and then they said that it's a remake of Mad Max and George Miller's directing it. And then I went, "Oh, okay, that's cool." Well, since George Miller is involved, then, you know, because George Miller, by the way, directed all four of the Mad Max movies, has directed other amazing films. He did the Happy Feet movies. He did Babe, Pig in the City. He directed Lorenzo's Oil. And, you know, he directed the only movie that he directed that I'm not crazy about is the Witches of Eastwick is the only movie that he directed that I was not thrilled about. But he is basically the creator of the post-apocalyptic Mad Max world. He's the genius behind that. So when he was going to be involved, I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I'm still holding off. Then I read, because I was like reading any kind of update they would have, I read that it was not going to be a remake, but in fact, a reboot slash sequel, and that Tom Hardy was going to be in it. And then I went, oh, well, you know, this is good. I enjoy the possibility of this. Was not thrilled with Charlize Theron when they announced her, because I'm not a big fan of Charlize Theron. Then it turns out that she like steals the movie and kicks massive ass, and Furiosa is like my favorite character of last year. And then I saw the trailer, Esmeralda, and you mentioned, do I remember the first time I saw the trailer? Yes, I remember the first time I saw the trailer. I saw it on this computer right in this studio. The first time, because they had just leaked it, and I saw it, and I was like jumping around like a nut, and I probably watched it like six times in a row the first time I saw the trailer. And then when I would see it in the movie theater, I would just be screaming. So yes, Mad Max Fury Road is going to win some Oscars this Sunday. I don't know if they're going to win any major ones, but it's going to win some. And I'll give you my choices for the Academy Award winners for this weekend. And if you want to join us, talk or text on the Oscars, 312-981-7200. How are you? My name is Nick. We're back. Talking about the Academy Awards. The Oscars are handed out on Sunday night. Chris Rock is your host. Should be an interesting broadcast. I'm very excited about it. And here's another reason why I'm excited about the broadcast this year. The main reason is I don't know what's going to win Best Picture. Normally we go in here and it's like, yeah, this is pretty much an odds-on favorite to win. But I really don't know what's going to win Best Picture. I don't have... You know, many years, the majority of the years that you watch the Academy Awards going in, you pretty much know what's going to win in the major categories. That's just not the case this year. And the other thing that's cool is that I like all of the movies that have been nominated for Best Picture. They're all good. So if any of them win Best Picture, I'll be like, okay, that's cool because they're all good movies. The one that I like the least of all the movies that are nominated is Bridge of Spies. That's the only one on the list that I'm kind of shaky on, but it's still a good movie and worth seeing. So let me go through the major nominations. So let's start with Best Animated Feature. Anomalisa, Boy and the World, Inside Out, Shaun the Sheep Movie, When Marnie Was There. You can pretty much bet the house on Inside Out, the Pixar movie from last summer. It's a beautiful movie. It's a wonderfully entertaining movie. It's very funny. It's very moving. And it's just great. And it's going to win the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. For Supporting Actress is Jennifer Jason Leigh, The Hateful Eight, Rooney Mara for Carol, Rachel McAdams, Spotlight, Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl, and Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs. Now, my choice, my personal choice, is Jennifer Jason Leigh for The Hateful Eight. Not just for her performance in The Hateful Eight, which is great, and I think the best performance in the entire movie, and a movie filled with really great performances. But I love Jennifer Jason Leigh, always have. And, you know, I'd give it to her for a career of greatness. But it's going to go to Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl. That's my prediction, Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl, which is weird. You know, it's one of these weird things that happens all the time with the Academy Awards. That's actually a lead role. She's the female lead in that movie. But, you know, the studio pushed for her to get the nomination in the supporting role, and she did. Happens all the time. when the the studio or the people behind the movie don't think that the person can win in the lead role, they'll push for supporting. Not a supporting role, it's the lead, but she'll win. Actor in a supporting role, Christian Bale, The Big Short, Tom Hardy for The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo for Spotlight, Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies, and Sylvester Stallone for Creed. I'm predicting Sylvester Stallone for Creed, and I also want Sylvester Stallone for Creed to win. It's the best performance out of the five. The dark horse here is Mark Rylance, as I mentioned before, for Bridge of Spies. But Stallone will win. That's my prediction. Actress in a leading role, Cate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson for Room, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn. My personal choice is Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years. I think that's the best performance out of the five. Again, though, all of these performances are good. This is another one of these categories where all five performances are quite good. But I'm going with Brie Larson for Room. It's a really brave, great performance. And she's great in it, and, you know, she's won all the awards leading up to this, so she's going to win. Brie Larson for Room. For actor in a leading role, I don't even know why they have four other nominees this year. It's because they should just give it directly to DiCaprio and just cut out the middleman. The nominees are Bryan Cranston for Trumbo, Matt Damon for The Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant, Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, and Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl. That is the definite one of the night, for sure. Leonardo DiCaprio will win for The Revenant. For directing, you've got Adam McKay for The Big Short. You've got George Miller for Mad Max Fury Road. Alejandro Iñárritu for The Revenant. Lenny Abramson for Room. And Tom McCarthy for Spotlight. I'm picking Iñárritu to win for The Revenant. And again, the dark horse here is George Miller. And if he wins, I'll turn off the TV. I don't need to watch anything else. So, but I think it's going to go to The Revenant. All right. And for Best Picture, the nominees are The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. Once again, all good movies. All of them are good. The weakest of the batch is Bridge of Spies, but all the rest of them, with the exception of The Martian and Bridge of Spies, all of them made my top 20 list last year of the best movies of the year, and including Mad Max being number one and The Revenant being number three. So some of my very favorite movies are in there. I'm picking Spotlight, and I know most people are saying The Revenant. And The Revenant, you know, is probably more of the odds-on favorite to win. But I'm gonna say Spotlight. I think they'll give it to Iñárritu for directing, but I think Spotlight is gonna get it. Spotlight got the SAG award for cast, which is essentially, you know, the SAG Awards. That's kind of the best picture award for the SAGs. And it's won many awards, critics awards and things like that. And people really love the movie. And it is the kind of movie, it is the type of movie that in the past would win a Best Picture Oscar. And also it's a great film. It's a really terrific movie. And if it wins, I won't be upset. I'll be fine with it. If Mad Max Fury Road wins, my brain will explode. I just want everybody to know that. If you live in my building and you hear a large explosion, that will be my head exploding if Mad Max Fury Road wins.
What are we going to do on Tuesday?
We'll just put my head. I'll be like Humpty Dumpty.
Put
my head back together and I'll be fine.
Some tape?
Yeah. I'll come in with a bunch of duct tape wrapped around my skull on Tuesday morning. So anyway, those are my predictions. Spotlight for Best Picture, DiCaprio actor, Brie Larson for actress. Stallone for supporting actor, Alicia Vikander for supporting actress, Iñárritu for The Revenant for directing, and Inside Out for animated feature film. If you would like to send your thoughts, I can read some of them. It's 312-981-7200 if you want to call or text. We'll take a quick break. We come back, we got the news, and then we'll tell you what's going on Outside the Loop Radio, and we'll go to your big dummy, you big dummy straight out of context, and Nick D Show Spies. All right, news is next. Preparing for Fly Jams Friday, as we always do. Dan, is the TARDIS all warmed up?
Yes, thanks to my scarf.
That's right. You still are not working on motorcycles, repairing motorcycles with your scarf on. You have to learn something from the fantastic film Happy Birthday to Me. Esmeralda, are you beginning to be a Heartmelda?
I'm stapling the cardboard up as we speak.
Good. Good. Yeah. Esmeralda, have you yet to, you haven't seen Happy Birthday to Me, have you?
No. You should play it for your thing.
Yeah, for my film club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'll be nice to be alone in the theater.
What you got to do for Halloween? People would love it.
Uh-huh. We're thinking about Halloween. The movie that is I'm leaning towards the most for Halloween, and I've had a lot of suggestions, is The Babadook. I believe that's the one I'm going to go with. Esmeralda, have you seen The Babadook?
I have.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
I want that book.
They did a limited edition of the book.
I mean, I'd be scared that the Babadook shows up, but yeah, you know.
They did a limited edition of the book, and I think it was like $125 get it.
And then a man comes in and out with a Babadook outfit.
Yeah. but it had all the pop-up stuff. Let me in, and it had
That's
the
awesome.
Yeah. I want that book too. When I saw the movie, I was like, that book is cool, man. That's damn cool. But it would be kind of freaky, right? Knowing what the deal is with the movie to actually have that book on your bookshelf.
That is true.
It's such a good movie, though. But not as good as Happy Birthday to Me.
Clearly.
Where people get killed with shish kebabs. And that's the poster of the movie. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
That's the poster of the movie is the guy having a shish kebab jammed into his throat. That's the, come on out and see Happy Birthday to Me.
It's more of a PSA of yeah. What not to do.
Well, I think the whole movie is that. Do not work on your motorcycle with a long 6-foot scarf on.
Don't eat the food off of the shish kebab.
Right.
Take it off.
And don't have somebody feed you.
Right.
The shish kebab.
Because that could have just been an accident that she shoved it in.
No, it wasn't.
To his mouth.
No, she wanted to kill
impaled him.
Did it right in front of a romantic fireplace.
She could have tripped a little bit.
They were having a nice romantic night in front of the fireplace, and then she jams a shish kebab down his throat.
He left that toilet seat up.
It's a
it was the last straw.
That's it. I've had it.